This rally is about protesting against injustice and impunity in Mauritania. So the reason, the particular reason for this rally is to protest against the appointment of General Ely Zayed Al-Mubarak as chief of the Joint Task Force for Bangui in Central African Republic. General Zayed, in our view, is unfit for that mission because of his participation in serious human rights violations in Mauritania. There are strong allegations against him, substantiated by overwhelming testimonies by victims who survived. So currently, this is organized by the coordination of survivors of torture and families, the families of victims here in the U.S., in France, in Dakar, and in Mauritania.
Who are you going to submit your petition to?
We have a letter for the UN General Secretary to bring this to his attention. He's already informed about the situation because the office of UN High Commissioner of Human Rights in Mauritania has already reached to victims to collect testimonies. I know personally three former army members, Abdul Aziz Soumaré, Boubou Jim, and Ibrahim Ngaide, who testified. They suffered directly without any question from the act of torture of General Zayed.
Bakari, some people are saying these are allegations. He has not been court-martialed. He has not been prosecuted. And that what you are doing really is tarnishing the image of Mauritania abroad. How do you respond to that?
Those facts occurred. It is a reality. The proof of that is that in 1993, the government of Mauritania orchestrated an amnesty law to protect the criminal from any prosecution. So if no crimes had been committed, why to pass an amnesty law to protect the perpetrators? This is a fact. The individuals I am talking about, Abdul Aziz Soumaré, Boubou Jim, and Ibrahim Ngaide, I know them personally. They testify. They cannot make up, those allegations. It is the reality. At least consideration should have been given, to them. And whenever in the UN system, UN is meant to promote peace, security, human rights, the rule of law. Anyone who is appointed to serve, the UN mission should be a clean person. No doubt, should be, should cloud, the image of the person, because it is a very important mission, especially in this context. The person will be working for the peacekeeping mission in Bangui.